Hare Krishna. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 4, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. A big stone was made into a throne, and the deity Gopal was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the deity for support. All the Brahmana priests of the village gathered together with 9 water pots, and water from Govindakund Lake was brought there and filtered. When the deity was being installed, 900 pots of water were brought from Govindakund. There were musical sounds of bugles and drums and the singing of women. During the festival at the installation ceremony, some people sang and some danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kind of presentations, were brought there. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj says, "I am unable to describe all these." The villagers brought a large quantity of tulsi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began the Abhishek, the bathing ceremony of the deities. Srila Prabhupada, short purport. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, 6th Vilas, verse 30, it is stated that the deity should be bathed in water mixed with yogurt and milk, accompanied by the sounds of conch shells, bells, and other instruments, and the chanting of the mantra, Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Namaha, as well as the chanting of the Brahma Samhita verses beginning, Chintamani Prakarasat Masukaupabriksha Laksha Vitesu Surabhir Abhipalyantam. Text 60. After all inauspicious things were driven away by the chanting of the mantra, the deity's bathing ceremony started. First, the deity was massaged with a large quantity of oil so that his body became very glossy. After the first bathing, further bathings were conducted with panchagavya and then with panchamrita. Then the mahasnana was performed with ghee and water, which had been brought in 100 pots. Prabhupada's purport. The ingredients of panchagavya are milk, yogurt, ghee, clarified butter, cow urine, and cow dung. All these items come from the cow. Therefore, we can just imagine how important the cow is, since its urine and stool are required for bathing the deity. The panchamrita consists of 5 kinds of nectar: yogurt, milk, ghee, honey, and sugar. The major portion of this preparation also comes from the cow. To make it more palatable, sugar and honey are added. Continuing. After the mahasnan was finished, the deity was again massaged with scented oil and his body made glossy. Then the last bathing ceremony was performed, and with scented water kept within a conch shell. Purport. In his commentary on this occasion, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, "Barley powder, wheat powder, vermilion powder, urd dal powder, and another powder preparation called avata, made by mixing banana powder and ground rice, are applied to the deity's body with a brush made from the hair at the end of a cow's tail. This produces a nice finish. The oil smeared over the body of the deity should be scented. To perform the mahasnan, at least 2.5 manas, about 24 gallons, of water are needed to pour over the body of the deity." Text 63. After the body of the deity was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. Then sandalwood pulp, tulsi garlands, and other fragrant flower garlands were placed on the body of the deity. After the bathing ceremony was finished, Incense and lamps were burned, and all kinds of food offered before the deity. These foods included yogurt, milk, and as many sweetmeats as were received. The deity was first offered many varieties of food, then scented drinking water in new pots, and then water for washing the mouth. Finally, pan, mixed with a variety of spices, was offered. After the last offering of tambul and pan, Bhoga Arti was performed. Finally, everyone offered various prayers and then obeisances, falling flat before the deity in full surrender. As soon as the people of the village had understood that the deity was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stock of rice dal and wheat flour. They brought such large quantities that the entire surface of the top of the hill was filled. When the villagers brought their stock of rice dal and flour, the potters of the village brought all kinds of cooking pots, and in the morning, the cooking began. 10 brahmanas cooked the food grains, and 5 brahmanas cooked both dry and liquid vegetables. The vegetable preparations were made from various kinds of spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest, and someone made bhada and badi by mashing dal. In this way, the brahmanas prepared all kinds of food. 5 to 7 men prepared a huge quantity of chapatis, which were sufficiently covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. All the cooked rice was stacked on palasa leaves, which were on new cloths spread over the ground. Around the stack of cooked rice were stacks of chapatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetable preparations were placed in different pots and put around them. Pots of yogurt, milk, buttermilk, sikarini, sweet rice, cream, and solid cream were placed alongside the vegetables. Srila Prabhupada's one sentence purport. In this kind of ceremony, which is called anakuta, cooked rice is stacked like a small mountain for prasadam distribution. Continuing. In this way, the anakuta ceremony was performed, and Madhavendra Puri Goswami personally offered everything to Gopal. Many water pots were filled with scented water for drinking, and Lord Sri Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Although Sri Gopal ate everything, still, by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The atheist cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing in the form of the deity, can eat all the food offered by his devotees. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam dvayam yome bhaktya prayacchati taraham bhaktuparitam asnami paritatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. The Lord is Purna, complete, and therefore he eats everything offered by his devotees. However, by the touch of his transcendental hand, all the food remains exactly as before. It is the quality that is changed. Before the food was offered, it was something else. But after it is offered, the food acquires a transcendental quality. Because the Lord is Purna, he remains the same even after eating. Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasishyate. The food offered to Krishna is qualitatively as good as Krishna, just as Krishna is avyaya, indestructible. The food eaten by Krishna, being identical with him, remains as before. Apart from this, Krishna can eat the food with any one of his transcendental senses. He can eat it by seeing the food or by touching it. Nor should one think that it is necessary for Krishna to eat. He does not become hungry like an ordinary human being. Nonetheless, he presents himself as being hungry, and as such, He can eat everything and anything, regardless of quantity. The philosophy underlying Krishna's eating is understandable by our transcendental senses. When our senses are purified by constantly being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, we can understand Krishna's activities, names, forms, qualities, pastimes, and entourage. Ataksi Krishna Namadi Namavet Grahim Indriyai Sevan Mukhi Jivado Swayamevas Puratyado. No one can understand Krishna by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. From Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The devotees understand Krishna through revelation. It is not possible for a mundane scholar to understand Krishna and his pastimes through research work on the non-devotional platform. Text 78. How Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same was transcendentally perceived by Madhavendra Puri Goswami. Nothing remains a secret to the devotee of the Lord. The wonderful festival and installation of Sri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly, all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopal. No one but a devotee can understand this. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world within a very short time, within 5 years. And mundane people are very much astonished at this. However, by the grace of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand that everything is possible by the grace of Krishna. Why does Krishna have to take 5 years? In 5 days, he can spread his name and fame all over the world like wildfire. Those who have faith in and devotion to Krishna can understand that these things happen so wonderfully by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are simply the instruments. In the fierce battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was victorious within 18 days simply because Krishna's grace was on his side. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Parto Dhanodaraha, Tatra Sri Vijayo Bhutir, Dhruva Nitya Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. Sanjay says this to Dhritarashtra. Prabhupada continues, if the preachers in our Krishna consciousness movement are sincere devotees of Krishna, Krishna will always be with them because he is very kind and favorable to all his devotees. Just as Arjuna and Krishna were victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra, this Krishna consciousness movement would surely emerge victorious if we but remain sincere devotees of the Lord and serve the Lord according to the advice of the predecessors, the six Goswamis and other devotees of the Lord. As Narottama Das Thakur has stated, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoy. Abhilas. The Krishna consciousness devotees must always desire to remain in the society of devotees. Bhakta Sanevas. They cannot go outside the Krishna consciousness society or movement. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously within the society, it will be successfully done. There is no question of estimating how this will happen in the mundane sense, but without a doubt, it will happen by the grace of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri, this is the next verse, text 80. Madhavendra Puri offered water to Gopal for washing his mouth. And he gave him betel nut to chew. Then, While Arati was performed, all the people chanted, Jai, Jai, all glories to Gopal. Arranging for the Lord's rest, Sri Madhavendra Puri brought a new cot, and over this he spread a new bedspread and thus made the bed ready. A temporary temple was constructed by covering the bed all around with a straw mattress. Thus, there was a bed and a straw mattress to cover it. Then we will end here and continue soon, Krishna willing, describing the taking of prasad. Hare Krishna.